Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, if you're a part of a value-added program or would like to get involved with one,
you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com.
And remember, at Superior Livestock, we've been delivering dependable for over 30 years.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Live cattle futures and feeder cattle futures were both significantly higher today. The December lives are up 82 cents at 108.72. The February is up $1.40 at 113.40. The April live cattle up $1.40 at 117.55. And then January feeders really rallied right at the very end of the trading session. They closed up $2.12 at 139.47. The March is up $1.30 at 140.32. April's up $1.17 at 141.72. So again, live cattle and feeder cattle, extremely strong today. The technical side of it is also showing strength here as we're above both the 20 and 50-day moving average for live cattle and feeder cattle. Boxed beef at midday today was down $1.02 on choice at $2.13.57. Select down $2.21 at $196.26. If you look on the rally from the end of October to the end of November, the box beef on choice rallied 21 days or 19%. It was $39.00. And since then, till today's $213.57, it has sold off about $32 from $245 to $213 or so, which is about 13 or 14%. So big rally, big sell-off. That box beef market sure is volatile.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
Well, today's grain market was led by the wheat here. The Russians are supposedly going to curb their exports with the export tax from February to June of this coming year. What that does is that makes Russian exports more expensive to the rest of the world. The good thing for us here in the United States is that that makes our grain more competitive, and we didn't have to do very much to make it that way. And the wheat market rallied. March was up 19 cents at 582 and three quarters. The July wheat was up 15 and three quarters at 586. We're right back toward the highs. I think there's going to be a lot of sell pressure right at $6. I know I've talked to a lot of people that are interested in hedging it at six. The Chicago wheat was up as well. It was up anywhere from 14 to 20 cents, and beans closed up 8 cents, and corn 2 to 4 cents higher. But primarily the biggest news today was what we saw in the Russian wheat export tax. Cotton finished the day down 18 after a bullish report yesterday. It was right at 74.08 in March. And the stock market overnight and early this morning was actually about 200 lower on the Dow Jones. It has come all the way back, and currently it's up 10 to 12 cents. So it's fighting back. Of course, the news going back and forth on what kind of stimulus and what that stimulus package will look like in this next COVID relief bill. Looks like something will happen. It's just a matter of the specifics of it.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.